Blog Talk Radio.
Reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
All right. Now that we got all that serious business out of the way, welcome to the What's the Point with Destiny Williams. It is episode 2, you guys. And I am back, and I'm so excited. And you are listening to So What's the Point? Destiny Williams, eWaters Radio, KEWRDB. Here we are. And I feel like I did everything right today. I played my disclaimer. I am not going to be grounded tonight. It's going to be a fun night tonight. Joe Warlick is coming on the show. And if you don't know who he is, you should know. He is Grammy Award winning, double platinum, triple platinum, and he will cuss me out if I get that wrong. Lord, he's amazing. How about that? Worked with everyone, worked with the game, worked with Dr. Dre, Truth Hurts, whole album. Like, he's worked with everyone. He's literally a legend in the game, and I'm so honored and so blessed to have him back on the show and to have him be his friend, one of my best friends. I've known him since I was 17 years old, and not to age myself, but your girl is 31. So, you know, we have a lot of history together and a lot of inappropriate stories. But before he comes on, I want to talk a little bit about football, because you know your girl loves football. My Raiders lost today. Are you guys shocked? You shocked? You're surprised? Because you should be, okay? I don't know what's going on with this whole Antonio Brown situation. I don't know. Whatever. Go to the Patriots. Do whatever you want to do. No one cares. It's ridiculous. But we lost. I thought we looked real good last week. We were like, yeah, we don't need you. We don't need you. But maybe we do need you. Come home, ET. I don't know. But 24-16, we lost. And then, but my Cowboys won against the Redskins. So it was a Sunday of rivalries, right? Cowboys 31, Redskins 21. That makes me happy. It makes life a little better. So what's the point today? So I was waiting on Joe. Let's get to some music, because there's actually a couple things that I want to play, songs that I'm feeling the grit addiction with Sweetie on it. Like, who knew that Sweetie was about to break out like that? Like, last time I saw her, she was, like, twerking on the top of a basketball goal. And now she's, like, doing songs a little way. So let's play that really quick. And we're only going to get to half of it because Joe wore it too. So let's just.
Hold on. Dive in. This feel like water. Dive in. This feel like water. Dive in. This feel like water. Hold on. Dive in. This feel like water.
Catch a wave if you wanna, she say. Underwater with no scuba, you a goner, she say. I'ma swim through that, so I'm being in that. I'm a shark in the ocean if she give me the bait. Drip, drip, wet, 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 all on the floor. Bust a rhyme with the high, told her, give me some more. Waterfall with a splash, bungee jump from a flight. That was oh so right, I had to dive in twice. Ain't no safety belt, nah. Ain't no jacket for the living, ain't no safety here, nah. She was busting out the paramount, the pressure in it. It'll never be the same if I ever hit it. Olympic gold, I'm a better swimmer. Yo, hitting the stroke at different angles. Damn, some of the way she had to change clothes. Whoa, all of the water, what you drank for? Damn, so much water I can thank for.
Hold on, dive in, this shit feel like water. Dive in, this shit feel like water. Dive in, this shit feel like water. Hold on, dive in, this shit feel like water.
Diving boy, all aboard, said feel like water. I'ma be her water boy, better yet her Aquaman. Let me put my goggles on, I'ma go underwater. Let me get my snorkel on. See, they think of me, they think of me, for me. See, they think of me, they let me think of me. She asked me what I'm doing to me. They lean on me, look at me. It's good, it's like crazy.
Alright,
right.
Enough of that. Believe it or not, that is like the edited version of that song. It's hilarious. Okay, so once again, I do want to introduce one of the most important people in my life. Like, I love this man to death. Joe Vorlich, just so accomplished, so amazing with everything that he's done. I'm actually very honored that he's even giving little old me time on my show. Like, why would you?
Well. The PayPal you sent me was very nice. I appreciate it.
Yeah, really like that?
Anyway. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's my new thing.
PayPal and PayPal and Venmo and Cash App is great. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, tell me. I actually think you owe me.
Thank you, Beauty. I appreciate you.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Yeah.
But I do really want to thank you for coming on the show because you have actually always supported me since day one.
Thank you for having me, my darling.
You're being so nice to me.
Absolutely.
All right.
I know. How long will that last?
She's nice.
You're always nice to me. So.
I think we're going to be on some fake face. Got it. Okay.
ain't no fake between us. Known you for too long.
No, I'm going to get cuffed out at any point in this interview. So,
no, no,
really
I've heard about the fine, so I'm going to be on extra good behavior.
You're not going to get me fined tonight, Joe?
No.
You're not going to get me fined.
I'm going to talk a little bit different than I normally do, but it's all
That's
good.
No fun. No fun. I don't bring you on here for that.
Well, we're going to have a ball, darling.
Give me on. So it's good. To it, you recently moved from L.A. and now you live in Vegas.
No, it's London. It's London.
You don't live in London, darling.
No, no, no.
You live in London.
I don't live in Las Vegas.
In reality world.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, which we all said was a bad idea.
The assassination attempt will go to London instead of Vegas.
Right.
No,
if,
I'm
if
not in Vegas.
And unless
you have a check for me, that's the only time I'll be in Vegas. You heard?
Oh my God.
Anyway.
Tell us about the studio. So you're
no.
You may or may not be in Vegas. But
right.
Tell me me about the studio, because this is kind of like a big thing for you. Since I've known you, I mean,
come
on, look at what you do. You're an engineer,
well,
you're a producer.
Well, studio, all good.
Having,
but here,
like,
here's yeah, yeah. That's all, like, we're setting up two world-class studios here in Vegas. All beautiful, all lovely. You know, it's part of the thing to where I was thinking about this earlier, where, you know, artists believe that what's hurt the industry has been, like, artists believe that, oh, we can work at the house, oh, that hit, we don't need a big studio. So look, why would you get into music? There's no record out right now, no top 20 record that has completely been done at the house studio or the home studio. Contrary to popular media belief, it might, of course, all music starts off wherever it starts off, but, you know, at the end of the day, that's the whole reason why you're your artist. Didi, you know, do you want to record something in somebody's bedroom, or do you want to record somebody where you know sound quality, everything?
Well, you know, it's
no?
hard out here for a pimp. You know,
yeah, yeah. Was that a hit? I don't know.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
No,
I know it was a good movie. I don't know if it was a hit, that song.
Yeah, right. But see, and then you watch this movie, though, and that's half of the problem with the industry is that you start watching these movies, and you start thinking that that's really what it is. No. You bring stuff like that,
you know,
to you that's been recording in your bedroom, you're going to look at it like that's trash. On to the next.
Right. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole dream, you know. That's the whole process. It's like, for example, I've had some great, you know, super clients that in the past, you know, few weeks. But, you know, I got the privilege to go to, like, NASCAR. Like my clients always, you know, have me. And people are like, oh, man, is there any black racers? Yeah. Bubba Wallace, holler at your boy. But what I'm saying is, hey, I was at NASCAR. Hey, there was all my people there too. Like, you feel me? Like it's interesting. I had like a great time. You know, like you know, it's all good. You know, I'm getting off into a tangent, of course, but you know.
Yeah, you are. So I'm gonna bring you back. I'm going to bring you back to something that you and I were kind of talking about last night, was that there's actually a process to, and I'm sorry, listen, if you're listening to this and Joe is about to answer this question, do you know that you were getting free knowledge? Okay. Because there is a process to creating a hit. You, like he just said, you cannot record anywhere. No, that, like, you have to go into an amazing studio. You have to do these things. So the art of, like, going into these studios because everyone's doing it, like, what do you think?
Well, the other thing, too, like, maybe it wasn't exactly my point, but making a record for sure takes time. For sure takes, like, you know, for example, even with, like, going back to the NASCAR stuff, it's not just about music, too. Like, it's when you're making a record, it's family. Like, it really, really is. It's not just in the studio, like, you know, what you see. Like, guess what? Engineer, anybody that's ever worked with me, engineer ain't just some engineer that's going to keep my mouth shut or people can talk to me anyway or anything like that.
Yeah.
Like, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, it's because I work on so many different records. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's not.
You know what you told me the other day that was so crazy to me? You said to me, if you're writing a song and you can't vision the video, wrong.
Well, I mean, visual.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, writing a song, visual, I mean, yeah. I mean, the video, yeah, of course. It's, oh, yeah. In today's world, absolutely, because vision... Like, visuals and music go together hand in hand. You know, it's just like when a songwriter writes in their mind, you're not just picturing words. You're picturing, oh, I remember when I was with this person. Oh, this is about this. So I was on this mountain. Or, like, you understand? So, yeah, it's not necessarily, okay, the video, but it is visual, and it's like, why not? It's turning the visual into like multimedia, because that is the true success today. You can't just be, if you're an artist, you know, you've got to get with other people that make it full. Like, you understand? Like, maybe a person is great at drawing. Maybe a person is great at video. Maybe a person is great at music. Maybe when you put all these people together, and then also somebody that knows, that does business but isn't out to, like, rape artists and do all the whole thing. When you got everything perfect, you can't lose. You can't lose.
Let me ask, I don't think I've ever asked you this question in, like, in like 12 years.
I'm not answering.
Yeah, you are. Who was your... Who is your favorite artist besides me? Besides me to work with, and why? Like, who was besides me? I know I was your favorite, but like seriously,
I would
like,
say different
like,
artists.
Be,
I can't
like,
really.
Creative.
I'm not.
No?
I would say different artists. My favorite artist right now is me, actually.
Okay, I said to work with. So you working with all your different?
Yeah, I work with myself too. Trust me. Absolutely. You know, having I gotta put myself into different roles, and it's hard because if I produce, if I engineer, if I mix, then I put my voice on the record. You understand? And then that's all different roles that I have to go through in my mind. You understand what I'm saying? But you know, my point being, music is not supposed to be done one person. That's not the whole thing. Like, even Prince, like, people say Prince did everything. He also had Dave Aaron as engineering. You know what I'm saying? Dave Way as mixing, or like different. He had different artists, different players coming in. So it really wasn't. Everybody thinks Prince is like the ultimate. Everybody thinks his Prince is the ultimate. Well, he did everything by himself. Well, actually, he had more people around, like, doing different things to make. That's why those albums are classic. And that's not taking away. That's not saying, oh, what are you saying? You're taking away from Prince. He did. Yeah, he would play the bass. He'd play guitar. But if he had a sick bass player in there that had an idea, he'd put the bass player on the bass, or he'd play it like it's. It's the process. If you think you know everything in music and it's all by yourself, good luck. Good luck with that. You know what I'm saying? Lil Nas X.
Yeah.
You know, if people think he actually everything by himself, nah. The producer was from Sweden. They took a Nine Inch Nails, which is a rock song, not a country, a rock band, not a country band.
Right.
The sample, you know, but everybody eats off that. It's not nothing wrong. Everybody eats off that. So, anyway, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good. That knowledge. I'm like, are y'all soaking that up? Because, I mean, this is someone that's been in the industry longer than I've been alive. I don't mean to age you. You know, you're 26.
All that doesn't matter. People are going to listen no matter what. I know what I do for my life, and I know that I found my happiness. Yeah, but some people will talk just to talk. Me, this is all I've ever done since I'm 19, and I'm happy. Nobody's ever going to take that away from me. So that's pretty important too. You know, whatever anybody gets into anything for, at the end of the day, you got to be happy doing what you love or what you hate too, because it's not always about what you love. You can be good at the shit. You can be a great doctor, but you can hit the target fucking with the bow and arrow dead every time. You understand? Both bring you joy. It's not always what I love when people come and they ask me and they're like, yo, can you do this? Get me in the studio. They're not thinking about no money. They're thinking, oh, that's my friend.
Right.
But guess what? If they go and buy weed, motherfuckers are going to charge them. It's legal everywhere. Motherfuckers are going to, oh, here we go. You feel me?
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean? If they want some you know, good thing and they go to a prostitute or whatever, hey, they got to pay.
Okay.
It's the same thing.
Yes.
You know?
I'd rather pay you. I got to be honest.
What happened?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'd rather pay a prostitute than pay you.
For music?
What?
For music? For music? Really?
No.
Really?
Okay.
Oh.
No.
Okay. Oh,
in,
or for my prostitution.
No. For your... But you're right, though. Like, if you're going to put your money where your mouth is, put your money where your mouth is.
No, no, it's not money where your mouth is. It's the same thing. That's what, all right.
You know, like, if you're going to take your craft very serious, but you don't want to pay for studio time. That's crazy. So, really quick, we are going to get into a really quick song. Inari Lennox, She Butter. And I want to get Joe's opinion about these songs. So we're going to have a little fun with this. Right, Joe?
Sure. Absolutely.
We're going to have some fun. Yes, we're going to have some fun. So I'm the first song that we're going to play, Inari Lennox, She Butter, Baby. And I want
to
get your opinion
about how you feel about the song. To be honest with you, I really... Just like you said, I really don't want to give my opinion on anybody's songs unless they're paying me. You feel me? Just like you said, you'd rather get something different than whatever, so I'm not doing it. My opinion don't matter because it's like I'm not getting paid for it. So my opinion to them, like they if I say it sucks, they're going to be like, oh, he doesn't know, you know, because they're not paying for
well,
it.
We're not gonna
so it doesn't
say
benefit me.
That.
Yes. But you understand what I mean?
Let's just have a
little. You know, like what?
I understand what you mean. Let's have a little fun.
It's not fun because this is my job. This is what I'm saying. That's why when a radio host can say, I won't pay you for whatever, you know, the whole thing. No, actually, it's a different story. And that's not saying anything bad, but it's not. I care about like my time and everything I do, and also my opinion. My opinion doesn't matter. It's not fun. It's like the artists like are like, okay, what is Joe Warlick gonna say? If this is what you're saying, Joe Warlick is and who he is. My opinion does matter. So I don't want to just hear. I don't even know the artist. I'm not gonna like. It doesn't benefit me or my soul to. Give my opinion because it could hurt or it could help, and at the end of the day, they're not going
to
care.
Let's pause a little bit and understand why we were actually doing this. We talked about it last night. The reason why we're doing this is because it's something to where we're trying to help. When people know and recognize a hit, you have that ear. So what we're saying is,
I don't know what it is, to be honest with you. And then also we like I know we talked about something similar to this, but I don't like it's not. This is something that's not gonna. This is something that's gonna hurt my character, hurt my life, even just by doing that because it's not. I cherish my word and what I say. I can't even give an opinion right now. First of all, there's no money involved. You understand? My opinion, like
no,
it's gonna,
I don't.
It,
let's move on because we're on air.
All right, Disney. Let's move on to something different, please. Let's move on to something different.
Yes, let's do that. I knew I wouldn't make it too long without you cussing me out.
I'm not cussing you out. It's all good. No bad words.
Not yet. We're only halfway through. Let's talk about.
Almost there.
Yeah. What are they talking about? The healing.
What is the Buddhist chant? Nam Har Renge Kyo or whatever.
I'm doing with you that I've done
yes.
for 12 years. My Nam Myoho Renge Kyo. Okay.
There you go. You feel better, right? Instantly, you feel better. That's energy. You know.
That's energy. Speaking of, you said the right word because they want to talk to you about energy, actually. Okay. I do. Mm-hmm. I want to talk to you about the frequencies that you do, and I want to talk to you about how music can actually be healing, because I think that's very important. Like, you ever, like, have been very sad, and you put on your favorite song, and it's comforting?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You
know,
so
uh-huh.
You play a very big part of people's lives and kind of like how they feel, because I could go in the studio and record the song all day, but that's not the emotion in it. That's
yeah,
not
you
the
put emotion
in
it,
you know?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the singing is the emotion.
Music is the only thing that,
the
only
extra
thing I can say is music is the only thing that connects people. Of every, like, every person, music is what connects people. Even deaf people, to be honest with you. It's interesting,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
because the feel of the frequency is there. I've never been deaf, but the frequency and the way, everything is waveforms. Everything is moving electrons. So it's all, that's what connects us. That's why you can, think of somebody who's passed away, or think of being married, or think of when you hear a song, or be angry, or work out, or whatever. That's all waveforms. That's all energy. That's all patterns. You know, you can be working out and know a song. You might not even know the words. Like, you're going off the pattern. You understand? It's when everything's put together, and that's what I'm saying. It's a sacred. It's a sacred thing. It's a sacred energy, you know. But here's the thing too. If everybody didn't do music, then music wouldn't work.
Yeah.
So this is what I mean. Everybody sings in the shower. Everybody taps to
right.
a beat. Everybody says, that's music. You know, they talk about tones. You know, these people talk about, oh, it's not tuned right or this and that. Well, for example, if you fall down and break your arm, you're going to adjust to, or if you lose, you know, there's this girl that got her leg cut off, and her name is Paige. She got her leg cut off by a shark and her fingers. Her body and her mind
yeah.
is already adapted, but it's going to adapt to the thing. So when people talk about tuning,
their
tuning is wrong, 532. Well, what I'm saying, in this energy and this frequency thing, people talk about tuning. Tuning has nothing to do with it, because humans have already adapted to whatever the tuning is. So then when does people talk about, you know, and I'm this is like what I know, and when does what people talk about tuning and music become a business, or when does it become what it really, really is as far as the healing part of it? You know, not talking about working on record or engineering or doing anything like that. The healing and the unity part of that, of music, has nothing to do with money, has everything to do with righteousness, has nothing to do with tuning. Or, oh, the tuning's wrong, so this is going to send this energy. No, because just like if a shark eats our leg and our fingers, we're going to adapt to it. If we break up, we're going to adapt to it. If we, humans adapt to what it is. So the tuning has nothing to do with it. It's all about the patterns, and actually in music, the pauses, because guess what? The drops and stuff, like when you listen to a song, the drops and like when shit changes is what really hooks people
mm-hmm.
to a song. They think it's just like, oh, okay, this.
Well,
and that.
Beyonce,
but check it. Listen to
that.
Your song
Beyonce
and listen
is, like,
for listen
known.
To. Go ahead. I'm sorry, darling.
No, I was just gonna say like what you were saying about like that, but Beyonce is like known for her drops and like switching it like that. You know, well, her producers are. But
well,
you
at
get
that part of any song, that's like what people, that's the pause, that's the salah of it. And so not
yeah.
to talk too much about, about what, but that's what my study is based on. You know, and it's not a big secret or whatever, but it's more based on the pauses and the silence and sound. You know, really interesting. You know,
And I knew that you were kind of doing some things where, like, bringing, like, spiritual rocks and all that kind of stuff into the studio. I've known you, and you, I mean, come on, you've been in the studio all your life, and you know a lot of people like incense and candles and all that.
Yeah, all that. I mean, I pray too, and like now in this world, you know, because of media and politically correctness, if somebody says pray, it's almost like, oh, that's a bad thing. If somebody says religion, oh, it's a bad thing. Because so who are the followers and who are the sheep? It doesn't matter. I'm not saying I'm any religion or like whatever, but that is more in this world. Like anytime you see something amazing, it's all like all our reality is real. Like some people believe in ghosts, some people believe in any, like whatever their reality, what their thought is reality. Nobody can ever take anybody's reality. That pain is like my mom died. So nobody can quite explain that pain or that feeling or whatever, but that's my reality. Same as if they're somebody dies, you know, with them. So that's what makes us all human, and we can connect that through music. It's like at the end of the day, I don't care if somebody's religious or not religious. I care about the person. I care about the love, and my belief is no different or no greater or no worse than theirs. It's all reality, and it's all sick, you know, and it's all connected through music, because music, that's really human history is music. Writings, they find writings here, they find the songs that are sung through the generations and told from every generation, that is the pure history of the world. Has nothing to do with pyramids were built like this because somebody wrote. It's all about the sound, it's all about the music, it's all about the communication, and that's like it's a beautiful thing, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
like you are a beautiful host as well.
Didi? We're back. Got it.
Yeah, we pulled it. We pulled the shit back in. It could have been crazy. We pulled it right back in.
You're such a diva.
Peace.
Jeez.
I know.
I mean, I love having my diva.
Not a tranny. Like I'll tell you that. But you know, I'm a diva.
No, not a tranny, but a diva.
I'm a man.
Okay.
They're gonna be mad now. Now you. Now, yeah.
Freaking love this guy.
Yes, it's rad.
But you were right with your son. Like, even you're back. Okay. Even the pharaohs and the gods, they always had people around them singing, and there was always music. That has always been the thing to bring people joy.
And the other part of that, you know, animals is another part of that. But then also the natural part of that is regenerating with children and like the whole, you understand, like that's part of the energy transference. But yes,
how did you just bring naked babies into this?
Because that's part
now
of as that's part of the thing, you know. Part of music, animals, making babies. What a perfect world. Football, Raiders. That would make it a little more perfect. It's all good.
What? I get it, Joe. You're trying to get me pregnant. Got it.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Yes, everything's fine with that. I'm very fertile. I'm an animal.
Fertile? You're fertile. That's perfect. Great.
They call me fertile myrtle.
Well, I'm potent. So
ridiculous.
Even my words can make you fertile. Don't worry.
No, they can't.
Yeah, I would worry if I were you right now.
My mother is listening. Say hi to my mom. Joe.
I know. So much trouble.
Your mom.
So much trouble on this show, too.
Yeah, my mom said hi.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know what's weird? Let me tell you. I actually, in this interview, you'll never believe, I actually hung up the phone, and it didn't hang up. So
I know you hung up, and I saw you bounce back on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw you hang up. Yeah, you're not.
So
you're not surprising
you
me. I know you hung up, but you called back.
Yeah.
Come on, Joe. You come on.
You're gonna hang up
on my interview. I'm not even.
Yet.
You cannot hang up on me yet.
Yeah. I wouldn't be on her show. Trust me. You know, your show always.
You can't deal with me.
You're
like,
awesome.
You hanging up on me.
No, because you know how to handle. You handle every situation perfectly. You understand what I mean without
you're
even a hitch, and that's like that's a sign of a true professional. You know, in the business and what you're doing, what you do. So it's awesome. You're gonna get all kinds of maniacs on you. You handle it. Nobody even knew anything. I had to say that to like give you props. You understand? You
okay.
Like cutting you off, but I had to call back.
I would
know?
Like to say that Joe worked.
Because
like,
I love
yes,
you and I respect
hang up
you.
On me mid-interview.
I didn't even know. I thought I didn't hang up. I thought I hit the thing, and it did nothing.
No,
and I'm like, damn, I'm still on the phone. Yeah, it's so weird. It's awesome. I'm like, how's that happen? I know I hit the hang up, and I'm still on, so I guess I shouldn't hang up. That's great.
No, it's
anyway.
Not.
But you know,
okay,
real topics,
so,
like realness.
Yeah.
You know? Especially about
this
industry.
I want to get on some real realness, and I really do. Want to get back to playing these songs because I do have to play them
okay,
anyway, and
it.
I do want to hear your opinion about the songs. Okay.
All right, that's cool.
So I'm going to do.
Play the third
all right,
song
I'm
you were going to
play. I'm going to do Arignon first.
Can you play
Tea
the
butter,
third song you're going to play?
You're going to. Can you just listen to
yes,
the song?
Yes, I'm listening. Absolutely.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
Tea butter, baby.
Into the vocal, it almost sounds like they're from like England or some shit, which is like, you know, the texture
the
of
the whole vibe,
like, you know,
of
the
it.
Line goes, yeah, the vibe is dope. It's a great song. I love to do a remix on that. That'd be sick.
Yeah,
you know? I love.
No,
because
first,
no,
so
all, you know, because all I'm seeing is they're doing stuff that's different. So for example, the guitar line goes into like. Where that last note of the guitar should be, and then it's her voice. That's when her voice starts, which is interesting. We talked about patterns, which is an interesting pattern, which is sick. Like, it's dope. You know, the rap at the end, it's interesting because I was thinking about melodies, and then he came in with the melody, with the cadence was different, and then he went into the rap, which the melody was similar, which is, you know, it's cool, you know. That's
it reminds me of like having like a very 70s vibe.
Yeah.
You know,
But see that's what I'm saying. That's where like a dope producer, like a dope can hear that and like know how to make that shit bang. Like any producer that's can hear that and be like, okay, I know where that needs to be. I know where that, and you know, this is a thing too. Like, so with artists, so there was two people on that song. So maybe one has an opinion, this should be like this. And maybe the other one has, this should be like this. Where a good producer comes in is they're able to be like, this is how it should be. And it brings it to life. A hit song is always going to be a hit song. Like, it's dope. But, like, that's why, like we were talking about earlier, music is supposed to be made with a lot of different experts and a lot of different music people to make it something special. Motown.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, listen, and it's a hard industry. I remember having conversations with you about my songs, and you're like, that's not a hit. Like, harsh reality.
I don't remember.
It's not going to happen for you.
I don't remember. What are you talking about?
Okay, let's get to the second song, because I really want to get your opinion on this one. This one's Earthquake. 3, 2, and 1.
Well, good evening, and welcome to the Half an Hour with Pearl Edwards. I am Pearl. It is lovely to be here. We have a special guest that I'm excited to have onto our show today.
Yeah, that's not going to work. That's the whole YouTube version. So, what we'll do instead is we will do actually the Bryson Tiller one, Exchange. So we'll do that one instead. But I do like Earthquake because the video is so funny. I'm so mad that we can play it. Okay, let's do this one instead.
You. I get in my feelings, yeah. I start reminiscing, yeah. Next time around, fuck, I want it to be different, yeah. Waiting on a sign, guess it's time for a different prayer. Lord, please save her for me. Do this one favor for me. I had to change my player ways, got way too complicated for me. I hope she's waiting for me. Everywhere she go, they playing my song. That's why I say the things that I say. That way I know you can't ignore me. But so, so, yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me. Break it down. Yes, sir. Check.
Okay, so that was Bryson Tiller.
I want to hear Earthquake 2 after,
one?
But yeah. Huh?
Wait, no, it didn't download right, and it has, like, the whole video thing, so I couldn't play it. But,
okay.
But you know
it's
what?
Not
I'll
weird,
get
that's why.
So I'll get it downloaded.
Yeah,
and we'll
don't worry
that
about
later.
That.
But what do you think about that one?
Yeah, cool. It's cool. It's cool.
The melodies, all that, no.
Yeah, it's cool. The mix is garbage,
okay.
But whatever. You know?
Okay.
Sorry, I never that harsh, but like it's not. That's what I'm saying. It's not beneficial for me to say anything because it's like
but it's fun for me though.
Because it takes my energy.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the melodies and all that shit can be cool, but that like that would be like at it can be like it can be 100% and sick and do it, but it's like there's work that needs to be put into that. You understand? That doesn't mean it's bad. That you know, it means yeah, it's you know, it's a great song at 45% because the mix sucks and the arrangement sucks. Melodies are dope. Melodies are tight. Tone is dope. All that is sick. You understand? But arrangement, mix, it's not there. And that it's not. That's why after like even though the melodies are dope, after the first 45 seconds, it gets like you're not remembering what's going on because there's no drops. There's no. It's not. You understand? A vocal run, harmonies on the
like
vocals.
It's just flat. Yeah.
Flat, exactly. Thank you. Well, thank you for saying the exact perfect word for my 140 words.
I got you.
Exactly. You've been in the studio. It's flat. Has nothing to do with the song, melodies, or any of that shit. You feel me? Look at American Idol, you know, with the whole thing. They made stars on American Idol. Is it because they get the best talent? No. It's because it's a formula. It's a team. It's an effort. It, you know, you understand what I mean? Right team with this song?
Right.
Guaranteed you're going to make some money. No question. You feel me? But, you know, why wallow in the the bottom flatness when everything can pop?
But you know what? Like, if people can hear this coming from you, you know what I'm saying? Like, they would be like, oh, my gosh.
But,
like, it actually,
all that shit.
It's very positive to know what someone that's done this and knows what they're talking about.
Can I tell you, every music is positive because that's changing the vibration of the world. So anytime anybody does something, mm-hmm. to take it to a professional, like I can shoot free throws in my driveway and hit whatever or miss or hit. But how does that equate? Can I step on the court and be a pro and shoot that or whatever? No. But does that make my free throw shooting any different or my joy? No, other than the pay of the thing. You know what I'm saying? And the more people that it reaches because it's a fine art. It's like whereas people are thinking, I hear a song and they're working on their music for an hour or for whatever. I'm constantly working on music, whether it's in my mind, whether it's thinking about mixes, whether it's listening to other records, where I'm doing that constantly. That's my profession.
Right.
You know, people might listen to music going to work in the morning or whatever. I'm not make them an expert, you know. You've been in the studio.
Do you ever get
you understand
tired?
So you understand flat. You understand when it sounds flat, which was a perfect description of what was going on. So anyway, what were you saying?
Do you ever...
I know you like to talk.
Do,
I know
you
like
to
talk,
say,
so I'm not going to say nothing. Hold on. Tell
it's
me.
Okay. You can tell. You can tell me. You can tell me later. Do you ever get tired of like listening to music or get tired of the industry?
No. Why? Of course not. Nuh-uh. Tired of the industry? No. What? I am the industry. Like, real shit. Like, why? Like, how? No. Hell no. I've got too many friends, too many things. Even like this situation, too. Like, you know, we're talking about NASCAR. Because I have a client and also this interview, I could have went to NASCAR tonight. I could have went and done the thing. But the music and all that other shit is more important to me. You understand what I mean? I went to NASCAR Friday. I had all passes. But I dictate. Everything is based on my music, my career, what I love to do. You feel me? So, you know, of course not. I was not going to be late to your show. I could be in NASCAR right now, you know? You know, I have a client that I got to finish, Casino, who's awesome. It's got to be that importance, you know? you know, artists that make 2 minute songs, like, and think, oh, I want to go to the studio for an hour. There's artists out there right now that are like, people think they're huge, sort of, but they're really not. They have a machine for that, but they're not huge. They're not going to pass. Without putting work in, you cannot get to greatness in anything you do, especially music. So people that think that the Migos or whatever, or don't put in time or don't put into that, then they're wrong.
Right.
But when they start falling off is once they start putting less time into music and more time into the bullshit. That's why people fall off. If you stay look at Taylor Swift. She's putting her work into the music. I'm not saying like it or don't like it or whatever, but
right.
You can tell when an artist, they want to take a break. Nicki Minaj, she wants to take a break. All that's cool. Dude, your life. She's not going to have a number one on the thing because she's not working at it. You know? Songs can be manufactured now. You can buy 5 million views and get another million off people that are like, this has 5 million views. Let me click on it or whatever. Oh, dope shit is going to carry on through the test of time. Anything that's garbage, anything that's sus, it might be a hit for a minute, but guess what? You ain't going to remember that. You're not going to remember it in 10 years or look at all the songs that are hits. It might, if somebody brings it up and it might bring you joy, that's not saying it sucks, but it's not something to where the work has been put in to last the test of time. Luther Vandross, New Edition. You know what I'm saying? You know, whatever the Beatles, like whatever, and that's all different, you know, different ranges of memory. You understand what I'm saying? A New Edition put in this much work, so they're going to get that much memory.
Right.
You know, a Beatles put in this much work, this much touring, so they're going to get that much memory. But, you know, you understand what I mean? The more time, the more work you put into it, and then the right team as well, it's unstoppable. So I know that's my time.
You know, like,
I'm glad.
No, you're good. But you know, like back in the day, there were so many artists like in the 50s, 60s, and 70s that passed away, and they didn't even own a house. All they did was toured.
Yeah, that's also media too. That's kind of like bullshit as well. You understand what I mean? Like anybody that I've known that's a legend, they got paper in some way, shape, or form, to be honest with you. You understand? I mean, you know, you can have a house or 10,000 a month coke habit. It's still the same amount of fun or same amount of money. So being broke has nothing to do with the industry or nothing to do with anybody. It has everything to do with their own personal decisions.
I was speaking more on the work ethic. Like, I was speaking more on the work ethic.
But you can make a lot of money. It's the same thing. What's the difference between a musician?
The money wasn't the issue. They always lived on tour.
Somebody that's dealing drugs or doing that same thing. It's work ethic. So, yeah, I mean, if you have a hit song, you should be able to live well for the rest of your life, you know? And, like, yeah, there's been super shitty deals and super, you know, stuff like that. But now there's more information opportunity than any time. So just like then, I mean, but now there is more information opportunity. So, I don't know. You know, if you get 100,000 a year or you get, you know, 3 million a year, is that a real big difference if your mind frame, it's all mind frame. Some people can get 100,000 a year and make it be like, okay, I'm making 3 million a year. Some people can make 3 million a year and it be like it's 50,000 a year because they're just giving it away or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's no difference. It doesn't make anybody a better person. It's all about doing what you love and being able to live your life at doing that. You know, it doesn't matter if you make 100,000 or it matters of what is important to you. So you don't have to switch and do anything else. You know, that is not your expertise or not what you love.
Right. Just So I want to thank you for coming on the show. And of course, so what's the point?
Thank you.
Would you want the listeners to know the point of what you came on the show for tonight?
I came on the show to plug the artist that I'm working with. Casino, Super Dope,
okay.
Slow Frequency Studio, DJ Slow, Tracy Lide, Olympic champion, doing training for like the artists and like the whole get down. You feel me? Tim Chance, country artist and also Scram, Super Dope country from Nashville, who gave me the passes all weekend for NASCAR, which was sick. Destiny Williams, who's awesome, and her mom, who's the best football player ever, who's great. You know what I'm saying?
Gosh.
She's awesome. She's great. My family, forever. Yeah, that's cool. Hell yeah. That's, you know. What else? Me saying only a couple bad words. All the people listening. frequencymonster@gmail.com if you have any questions or you want to get at me and you know, I can help you with your music. I might charge zero, I might charge 10 million. It's all good. Besides that, let's build this world up and make it a better place. We still got 4 minutes. Play another song.
I am going to play another song because you're done now.
I love you. I love you. We're on the same wavelength. This has been interesting. I can't wait to listen to this shit back. Trust me.
I can't wait to listen to this shit tonight as well. I want to once again thank you, Joe Wood.
Eat me as well. What does that mean? You
want to
eat me as well. What does that mean? Did you say eat me as well? I didn't hear what you said.
I'm not going to eat you.
Or
I want to thank you. But I thank you.
All right, cool.
I don't want to eat you.
I want to thank you, too. Yeah, eating me would be a taste of caramel awesomeness. So I don't know if you like
caramel.
And
you know you got good hair, too. You got good hair. So
it's funny because four of my assistants are 20 years old. They're 20 years old females. Oh, cool.
Of course they
not
are,
angels.
Joe. Of
but
course they are.
But they bring me,
and your best
they bring me drink. They're not old enough to drink, which is like helps my whole thing. You know.
What?
Yes.
Okay. Done. Anyway, I want to thank you for coming on the show.
Anyway, I'm glad. I'm getting arrested tomorrow. Not really. It's 20. There's no arresting. It's perfect.
Now we all know that you have three girlfriends that are all under 20. Perfect.
No, they're not girlfriends. They're just putting me out there. It's all good.
Lord Jesus. I want to thank you for tuning in.
I only have love for you.
I want to thank you for my guest, Joe Warlick, that came on the show. He is done now. Okay? I want to thank you for fighting with me, Joe. I love you. You are the best friend I've ever had.
Love you,
you
too.
You were tuned in E-Water Show.
Play.
Yeah.
E-Water, my boy, dude.
Tell me off my day. E-Water,
the show. Happy belated
you.
Birthday, fam. Yeah, happy belated birthday, fam. I love you always. Thank you so much. E-Water is the best. The best ever.
E-Water,
you know what I mean?
There we go. So what's the point with Dusty Williams? This is episode 2, season 2. Two deuces. I'll see you guys next week, then. Love you. Be safe.
Love you. Bye.